This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Hello, everybody. This final episode of Caravan of Garbage. For now, we'll be back. Don't worry. Don't worry too much. Unless you're glad, in which case we're sorry. We will be back at some point.
Aww. I mean, yeah.
You're supposed to be on my side, man. It's brought to you by Loot Crate. They've been kind enough to sponsor all the audio editions of these episodes, and we really appreciate it. That's right. If you go to lootcrate.com/weeklyplanet, you can get $3 off any box.
Mm-hmm.
Any box. I say this every episode, Mason, but it's important that I just nail it and just drive it home in this final episode. It's any box because there's more than one box. Name one. Name a different one.
Is there one for you, buddy? Bloody loot crate for the bloody dog sitting here?
Not that particular dog, like not one specific
to
her.
Oh, so your dog, I'm going to cover her ears, because apparently you've decided not to get her loot pets.
There is loot pets, that's very good, good memory.
And you're going to get it for a ride?
Yeah, definitely.
Nice, okay, I'm covering ears. Say the truth now.
Okay, no, I'm not. Yes. I might though.
Yeah, right.
They've got limited edition ones. There's a South Park one and a Gears of War one. They've got WWE one, Firefly, Halo, Marvel. Bunch of stuff. Lootcrate.com/weeklyplanet for $3 off. Thanks for the support. And thank you, Mason, for nothing, actually. Fuck you.
Yeah, what do I do?
I'm with it?
Yeah, cool.
Welcome, everybody, to a very special bonus episode of Caravan of Garbage, our trilogy of Star Wars things leading up to Star Wars Rogue One.
You might call it a trilogy of garbage.
You might.
I call the bloody prequels a trilogy of garbage. Got him.
Got him.
Got those movies.
First person to put the boot in.
Thank you. Yeah, they've had them too good. They've had it too good for too long, the Star Wars prequels, I think.
Absolutely. So what we thought we'd do in this one, because we played a video game or a series of video games for our last episode, we can't obviously do an audio version of that because who would listen to that?
Right.
But no, we thought we'd talk about the five games that we played and just general thoughts. A bit of extra bonus content.
Bonus content. The dog's also here for bonus content.
You know
Let's see if she makes a noise.
Yeah, there's some little noises there.
There's some noises there. I'm forcing it. Okay.
Excellent work.
She's here, though.
Okay, do you want to start with... do you want to do them all, or do you want to do best to worst? How do you want to do this?
Oh, yeah, we should rate them. We should rate and rank them.
All right. But okay. Should we just go in the order that we played them? By the way, sure. if you haven't seen it, it's linked below.
It's in the YouTube. It's on the YouTube.
It's already there, so you can absolutely check it out. Okay, so I guess we'll go with Force Unleashed.
Okay, yep.
Mm-hmm. Which introduces Starkiller.
Mm-hmm.
The man.
The man.
The man himself.
The legend.
Do you know the origin of the Starkiller name?
Was it Luke Skywalker's original name?
Correct.
The original
yes,
script.
That's right.
There's
yeah.
a lot of just swapped out, and there's a Biggs Darklighter
yeah,
and a Luke Skywalker
that's right,
and a Starkiller.
Yeah.
They're all dumb names, if you ask me.
Not all of them, Mason. Count Dooku.
No, that's pretty good, isn't it? That's
Dexter Jetster.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Watto. Shmi Skywalker. Anyway, sorry. What did you think of that? I mean, you didn't play it, but what did you think of watching me play it?
It looks great.
Yeah, it looks
it
pretty
looks
good.
Real
yeah.
nice. And as we said in that, I played it back in the day for about 10 minutes.
Yep.
And it seemed to be fine. But evidently, the badness emerges as you play it longer. What's wrong with the game as a whole?
Well, look, it starts off really promising, and I feel the same way about the second one because you've got this awesome, like, Star Warsian powers. Actually, no, it starts off with Darth Vader because you play as him and you kill a bunch of Wookiees and whatever,
yeah.
And it's fine, but it's kind of clunky, but you're Darth Vader, so it's fine. But The second level is your Starkiller on a on an Imperial base on a secret mission to get something. I can't remember what. But you basically kill everybody. You can kill, you kill. There's a battle going on between the Rebels and the Imperials, and you just kill everybody.
Okay, right.
And it's great.
Because you're beholden to no one.
Yeah, exactly. Because you're not supposed to exist. Right, you're a secret from the Empire.
Are you a clone?
In the second one, you're a clone, or it's implied, and then I can't remember. It's not important.
Oh, that's right. In this one, you're a... Originally, you're a baby. That's Darth Vader recovered from the Wookiees.
Yes, that's right. Yeah.
Who's your mother and father?
Father was a Jedi.
Great.
Mother, you don't see. I don't think. Yeah, yeah. His name's Galen.
Might have been a Wookiee. Mother might have been a Wookiee.
That's true. And it starts off. Yeah, like I said, it starts off really promising. The combat initially, it feels good because you're just killing stormtroopers and grunts. So it takes very little effort and it's fun. You can pick them up and ragdoll them and like, and then fling a lightsaber into them and impale them and then throw them into a force field and they evaporate or whatever. But then as the game progresses, you fight, there's more quick time events where you fight like AT-STs and everybody's got a shield and a force repellent.
So basically, even though you're getting more powerful, your power level feels about the same.
Yes.
Because everybody's got a countermeasure.
I would say even less.
And also because the control is being taken away from you.
Yeah,
so instead of leaping on an AT-ST and fighting it, you're leaping near it and pushing a button.
Yep.
And then... And there's an animation where you do some fancy moves, but you're not in control of that anymore.
And this is like God of War era as well, where this is like a big kind of thing.
People were mad for quick time back in the day.
And I was
back
okay
in the day,
with them
I mean,
initially.
A few years ago.
Yeah, that's right. Well, I was okay with them initially because I was like, well, you can't actually do this in a video game, but it's nice to see it and feel like you got some sense of control.
Sure, right.
Resident Evil 4 kind of popularized it, I would say.
Mm-hmm.
But then when it gets to like 2008, I feel like, can't I just do this?
Right, exactly,
And so they've mostly gotten rid of them these days, but like the animation of killing an AT-ST is you jump through it and slice it in half and it falls in two and then the troopers fall out.
Yeah.
Like it looks amazing, but when you do that 50 times in a quick time event,
maybe if you mix it up a bit.
Yeah, you can't.
Oh. Well, look, if you're listening, designers of The Force Unleashed, if you could go back.
Yeah.
Add some more fun animations.
Please.
We'd really
appreciate it. And you can't have a one-hit kill lightsaber fight, or that would be very difficult to do. Because how do you fight Darth Vader in a lightsaber and you only have to hit him once or he hits you once? How does that work mechanically?
Exactly, right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Though Jedi Knight 2 did a really good job of that. And you can put on a mode where dismemberment, and even if you press it against somebody, they fall apart, and so it makes the combat much more entertaining because you can only get hit once.
Right, gotcha.
Yeah. Uh-huh. But so no one's done it as successful as those games. But all in all, Mason, how many Star Warses do you give it?
I'm going to give this 5 Star Warses right now because it's the first game we've talked about. So
sure.
Right now it's got 5 Star Warses and it's at number 1.
Fantastic. Next up we had the super Japanese version of...
which was never released in America, which is very odd. Is that what you're saying to
me? Yeah, there's a different version of it, the US
one.
I've played the
Nintendo Entertainment System Star Wars game, which came out many, many years after the movie, obviously.
Mm.
When did this come out?
87, I think it said.
Huh, so that's okay, right.
Yeah.
Real...
Good opening cutscene.
Yep, definitely.
Especially for the NES era.
It felt very stock standard Nintendo.
Jump and break a brick.
But you have a lightsaber.
Yep.
It was kind of fun. You grab a little blue gem.
Yeah.
And then it just goes bonkers.
Yeah.
Which is...
Do you think it took some liberties with the source material?
We've never definitively said whether or not Darth Vader can turn into a scorpion in the Star Wars universe.
I mean, he hates sand, and the natural defense may be to turn into a scorpion.
Exactly,
to embrace the sand, roll with it.
Yeah.
We didn't win that one, did we?
Maybe that's the magical dark side force power that he thought he was gaining, you know, in the prequels, where he's like, I'll have the power to save everyone. It's to turn into a scorpion.
Well, it worked, didn't it? Mm-hmm. He bloody got you.
Yeah. I was so surprised.
Yeah, you were. And it was one hit kill.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What was also interesting about that was, what was I going to say? I can't remember.
Was it about the Japanese?
No. You know what, though?
Yeah.
When a Jedi...
Oh, no, he's going to have some opinions about the Japanese. No. Here we go.
When the Jedi are killed, they go in the moment, they feel the force, they get cut in half, and they disappear into the ether, and they become ghosts. The dark side, when that happens to you... you turn into a scorpion. That's the equivalent.
Perfect.
Yeah.
So, in the Star Wars movies, why did nobody else just turn into a ghost?
Because it's a thing that Qui-Gon learnt apparently after his death, and then passed it on to Yoda, who passed it on to Obi-Wan also.
Very convenient.
So yeah, it is, isn't it? So it turns out Qui-Gon Jinn, not the worst Jedi, but in a way, responsible for the destruction of the entire galaxy.
It's very true. Hey,
boy isn't dangerous. Just bloody train him,
fine. Every indication points to the fact that he is. All the premonitions and his general demeanor would suggest that he is a psychopath.
You all hate him.
Mm-hmm, yeah. Everybody's got that famous Star Wars bad feeling about him, but no, it's fine. As a guy who doesn't know what he's talking about. Hey, speaking of things.
Yeah.
If we go back to the Force Unleashed for a second.
I'll allow it.
Darth Vader's got a weird purple laser power.
Yes.
Non-canon.
As we discovered when we got up to...
You know what? It's going down to worst. One Star Wars out of five, non-canon, purple laser. Where'd that come from? Star Wars Famicom's going above it.
But we saw... Well, you probably didn't see this in the actual footage because I probably edited it out. But when you get to the Emperor, he also has purple lightning. So I guess it's just to distinguish the lightning between the two. But you think you'd give Starkiller the different color lightning in the Emperor...
Correct, the standard.
The standard Emperor Lightning. Mm-hmm. I mean, yep. He's earned it, hasn't he? Hasn't he done enough?
I think so.
Isn't he got to that point in his career?
Yeah, that's right.
I'm just saying. Mm-hmm. But, okay, I'll say this though, The Force Unleashed. Fantastic story. It's really good.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. If you watch the cinematics on YouTube or whatever, it's quite compelling. So, yeah. I think Hayden Blackman wrote that, and he did that Darth
Vader. Well, who's bloody that when he's at home?
Well, he did that awesome Darth Vader story. I think I got a video on it, where Darth Vader in the ghost prison.
Oh, sure,
it's
right.
A great story, yeah. So, but he left or was kicked off the second game, and that game just went to shit. Like, if you think the first one's lackluster, play two. then,
thank you, I won't. Thank you for the hot tip, but I won't. All right. So,
how many Star Wars do you give the Japanese one?
I'm going to give it 3 Star Wars, I think.
Okay. Yeah, I'd agree with that.
Have you since played any of that?
That's all I've seen.
Does it get more bonkers, I wonder?
It'd have to. I, you know what I reckon?
What do you think the Emperor transforms into? Oh, we don't see him, do we?
No, he's not in that one.
But I mean...
I bet you fast...
We don't see Darth Vader in the movie. Like, he doesn't fight Luke Skywalker in a sand crawler in the desert and turn into a scorpion. So maybe throw the Emperor in there.
I love how the villains in that game, though, it goes Jawa, bird... Sand person.
One stormtrooper.
One stormtrooper. Maybe another bird. And then Darth Vader.
Right.
But you must fight him multiple times throughout the game. Like, he must be an imposter or something.
Maybe he turns into... Well, yeah, it was just a scorpion.
In a Darth Vader suit.
Yeah. There's a cutscene later on, maybe, in the game where you see... Like the ruined naked body of Darth Vader. He's just wearing those white boxer shorts with the red hearts on them, like the love hearts. And he's just running out of the desert going, a scorpion took my armor. Where's my armor, guys? So it's a series of situations where creatures have stolen his armor. Later you fight a Minoc that's wearing the armor.
Oh, that's great.
A big bird.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm also... You know, I'm going to give... First one, 4 Star Warses.
Okay.
Because of the great story.
Yep.
Second one, yeah, 3 Star Wars.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
When picking a commerce platform for your business, you got two choices. Oh, this piece of mother or sales. I definitely prefer, don't you? Because that's a sound you'll hear when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that's supercharging your selling wherever you sell, online, in person, on social media, and beyond. Shopify is the best all-in-one commerce platform capable of handling your business's complexity no matter how big you grow. Step up to Shopify and harness the best converting checkout and the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. For example, Ruggable, NYX, Magnolia, Cotton, and so many more. Now you're probably thinking, sure, but migrating is going to be a headache. The Shopify App Store has the migration apps that you need to migrate your products, orders, customers, and more from every e-commerce platform to Shopify. And maybe you're one of those people who are like, hey, don't put me in a box. I don't want to be in this box, either metaphorically or for real. Thankfully, Shopify never will, because with Shopify, you can control your brand and business from your storefront look to your back office operations. You know what's really annoying when you're checking out from an online store and you have to put in all your payment details and all sorts of numbers and letters and whatnot? Well, with the Shopify store, they actually remember my shipping address or your shipping address if you were using yours, plus the payment information. So say if I'm on the couch and my wallet is in the kitchen, I didn't even have to get up, which is my favorite thing. Stop leaving sales on the table, switch your business to Shopify and discover why millions trust Shopify as their all-in-one commerce platform to build, grow, and run their business. So sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/weeklyplanet, all lowercase. That's 1 month for just $1 at shopify.com/weeklyplanet. Shopify.com/weeklyplanet. Cha-ching sound effect.
Even though I loved that. I loved every second of it. Yeah. What's next?
You know what, actually, okay, I'm still putting Force Unleashed on the top.
Right.
You know why? Because that Famicom game's garbage.
Yeah,
it's old and garbage. In fact, if I'm going to rank them, it's probably going to be newer is better.
Yeah, fair enough. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about Revenge of the Sith then, a game I played the hell out of. Got a lot of use. We used to play that a lot, actually.
We used to do
the verses, and because you can play all the classic Revenge of the Sith scenarios.
I was almost exclusively Dooku. Dooku in every scenario. Why wouldn't you be?
Yeah, why wouldn't you be? Look at that confused face. So yeah. Confused. Yeah. Do you remember much about it?
No.
The combat's okay.
Yeah.
Honestly, it's not bad. It's I would say it's about as good as Force Awakens. Probably a little Force Unleashed. I can't remember say that forever. It's a little bit more kind of unpolished, but it's not that much worse. And it actually tells the story of Revenge of the Sith.
Mm-hmm.
And actually came out the day of, or maybe even the day before of the movie. So if you wanted to
Some spoilers in there.
Well,
okay,
I remember because I bought it the day before the movie came out and then I didn't play it and then I saw the movie.
Wow, very strong.
Then I came home and I relived the memories, Mason.
Wow.
Yeah.
That is actually amazing because you'd seen the previous two Star Wars prequels.
Yes.
And then before the third one came out, you went, you know what, I should spend more money on this franchise.
Well, I'd seen all the trailers and that and it looked amazing. And look, it's not perfect. It's kind of crap.
Mm-hmm.
But I played it a lot. Mm. And killing just droids, really fun. Also, there's a bonus mission where you're just Yoda and you kill like 100 clone troopers.
Well, that sounds fun.
Yeah, it's real fun. Yeah. Yeah.
Mm. I was just thinking about that. First of all, this game, it did sort of show that incredible divide in sort of fight choreography between, say, A New Hope and any of the prequels.
Right, right.
Because We did Darth Vader and...
Oh, Darth Vader and Obi-Wan.
Obi-Wan, yeah.
Uh-huh. Absolutely. There was a lot of jumps, a lot of flips.
So many flips and jumps. Felt
right.
Mm-hmm.
There was actually a rumor that George Lucas was going to go back and add more flips and jumps to that scene.
Oh,
that was just
a
rumor, like CGI flips, but because they can do a lot with CGI flip technology these days.
Absolutely, yeah.
Dooku does a couple in his
And
films.
Again, as we mentioned, all you have to do is get the corpse of Alec Guinness, put some ping pong balls on him, toss him about.
He's fine with it. He loved Star Wars.
That's right.
He'd be okay with
it. He left his body not to science, but to the Star Wars props and special effects departments. So,
how many Star Wars do you give this one?
Look, I'm going to give it 4 Star Warses.
Yeah.
Not because I remember it being great, but because you've just told me that I remember it as being great. So
no,
I trust you.
You didn't love it.
Oh, okay.
We did a lot of just boring inane shit.
Oh, then I'm giving it 2 stars.
Okay.
2 Star Warses, I'm sorry.
I'm going to give it 4.
Wow.
Because of the good... Nah, you know what? 3.5. It's okay. Obviously better than the Famicom one, and it's probably not as good as the Force Unleashed,
okay, right,
if you think about it. Mm-hmm. Next one, though.
Yes.
The surprise...
Yes.
Your surprise, I mean, they're all probably surprises to everybody in a way, Mason, but this is, did you know that I was going to get bloody?
No, I didn't even have an inkling. There are so many amazing games in the Star Wars franchise that was delightfully surprised and also insulted that it was Star Wars Masters of Teras Kasai, or however you pronounce that.
Yeah.
The one-on-one fighting game, because that was the era where every franchise had to have a one-on-one fighting game.
A 3D one-on-one fighting game.
Yeah, right. Style of Virtua Fighter, Tekken, those ones.
I didn't like any of those games at the time.
Mm-hmm.
Did you?
I had a real good fun time with this one.
Yeah, because you
loved,
won.
Yeah, I love Tekken. I love Tekken.
Oh, you're Tekken
guy. I was no good at it.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Virtua Fighter is... It's more Virtua Fighter than Tekken, just like the floaty
jumps.
Yes,
it is,
and the whatnot. Yeah.
Well, Virtua Fighter never had that weight to it, but Tekken, they kind of perfected the formula.
Yeah, absolutely. I remember the guy who had the leopard head.
Yes.
I remember the guy who could break dance.
Yes.
Do you remember any of their names?
Yoshimitsu. He had the sword.
Good on him,
remember.
Mate.
One character you could unlock was just the devil. He was purple. He had wings. He could fly. He could shoot a laser out of his mouth. It was unblockable. He was my guy.
I beat like your 10, favorite, was he?
I beat like 10 people in a row once at the arcade with
that
guy. You know why? Because you can't anticipate a laser out of the mouth. It's unblockable. I mean, these days you can.
Yeah, well, sure, yeah. With modern technology, sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But Masters of Terra Kasai.
Yep.
I guess that's how it's pronounced. As I mentioned, I had to play through it twice to unlock the Bespin level for continuity's sake.
Sure.
We could have gone through it and defeated Darth Vader in the throne room, but we had Super Buddy Return of the Jedi for that.
Mm-hmm.
So I had to play it once through as Luke Skywalker
to
defeat Darth Vader. To unlock Darth Vader, and then once through as Chewbacca to defeat Darth Vader to unlock level select.
Wow. You made some sacrifices.
Mate, and that's not even the half of it. Like,
that would have been your whole day.
It took way longer than I care to admit, and that's not even counting the time it took for me to try and get an emulator running, and that, like, not happening at all. I don't know whether it was the bloody file or whatever, but it just wasn't happening. So I ended up buying a version of it. Dusting off my PS3, and then the one thing that really surprised me was it worked on my PlayStation 3. That's what we played all these games on.
Yeah.
Shocking.
Isn't
and
it
I
that?
Think it's just a patch, because it never used to run these games, like PS2, PS3, PS1, but now it can. So I guess when the PS4 came out, they just went, yeah, it's backwards compatible now. Whatever.
Sure, right. So all you people who threw away all your PS2, PS1 games... Buy them all back.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, but yeah, what did you think, though, really?
Fun time. I mean, we couldn't use any of the moves because we didn't
understand
them. Everybody's got a weapon, but we didn't.
Mm, that's true.
We barely managed to unsheath the lightsabers, but...
I'm not sure if I included this in there or not, but we played another bit. If I didn't include it, it'll probably be on Patreon.
Mm. We played the second most classic rivalry in the Star Wars universe.
Yes.
Han Solo versus Boba Fett.
In the Emperor's throne room.
Correct. In that, yeah... Their natural habitat.
That's right. Mm-hmm. And we experienced some ring outs.
Yep.
And we experienced not being able to fire our guns.
Yes. / flamethrowers, / missiles, / jetpacks.
Yeah, yeah.
/ swirling my cape about. I do want to give credit to the amazing winning animations where you pop the elbow out. Give yourself some negative space, look real thin.
Yeah, they did, didn't they? Real thin, real blocky.
Yeah.
All the time. Anyway, it's as bad as everybody said it was, but it's kind of funny now in hindsight.
Yeah.
But it's most things are bad from there.
Look, I'm going to give it 4 Star Warses.
Wow.
Because A, I had fun.
Yep.
And B, you've added to the fun by telling me how much work you had to get to to get to that.
To play that 10 minutes of footage.
Mm-hmm. Cut it down to 2.
Well, I was going to give it a 3, but I'm giving it a 1 because of that.
Oh, all right.
Yeah. Because it ruined many days.
You know what? I shouldn't have explained my ranking system.
All right. Last one.
Yeah.
Super Revenge of the Jedi, Return of the Jedi.
You know what? No good.
So hard.
Yep.
So to get to the final level, we entered a code because I actually gave the first level a shot and I'm like, this is impossible.
Right.
How could anybody beat this? Mm-hmm. And I think they actually get easier because in the first Super Star Wars, you don't have a lightsaber. You can't block.
Yeah, right.
Well, not initially. So by that last level, you can throw your lightsaber and block and do flips and whatever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And we still got crushed. I mean, we had to beat two guys and a mine to get to Darth Vader.
That's right.
Yeah.
Not even any birds.
No, zero birds. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's interesting how some of this has held up in a way.
Right.
Like, and I never played that Famicom Star Wars game again, but I'm like, this is fun.
Mm.
It's kind of got that classic Mario kind of fun element to it.
Yeah.
And I got to Super Return of I remember playing those Super Star Wars games on my Super Nintendo as a kid, and I'm like, these are amazing.
Yeah.
And as soon as I got to this, I'm like, nope, garbage, no good, no fun. Just, I felt a headache coming on. Just didn't feel good about it at all.
Super stressful.
Super stressful.
Yeah. I didn't fake that anger either when I lost. I was genuinely upset.
Listeners, maybe you don't know this, but James has an infinite wellspring of rage within him, which he brings out on special moments, usually when playing a video game or when pieces of technology don't work.
Correct. Or personal vendettas.
Those three things.
That, you know what? That being said, these games really set the bar for movie tie-in games.
Mm-hmm.
Because at the time, it's hard, but they're pretty accurate representations of what happened in the movie, sort of, I guess. I mean, Darth Vader could fly and
turn into a scorpion.
That was a different one. I'm talking about one.
Oh, sure.
Uh-huh. The Super Star Wars games.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think they're genuinely, like, good for the time. Maybe they don't hold up as well because they're so brutally difficult. But I really think they're classic, mate, in a way that I hate. But I respect the soundtrack and the accurate recreation of the
So what are you
Star
giving?
Wars.
How many Star Wars are you giving this last one?
None.
Same! I was just thinking that. You thought we were going to zig, but then we zagged. I'm also going to give it zero, because no, I didn't like it.
I respect it, but I hate it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right, so so we're going to definitively rank these.
Right. Number one, Force Unleashed. Force Unleashed.
Because it's new and good.
Yeah, nah, it's not even good, but it's better than the other ones.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to say number two, Revenge of the Sith.
Okay, sure.
I'm going to say number three was
Teras Kasai.
No, I'm going to put Famicom above that one.
Okay, yeah,
it's
fair.
Funnier.
All right, cool. Yeah. Agreed.
We don't have to agree.
No, we're going to agree on this because I don't want to do another ranking because it would be boring in a way.
Number four would then be
Teras Kasai.
Teras Kasai, and then Super Star Wars, which is technically the best game.
Sure,
like, if
right.
you took into account the era and the impact,
uh-huh.
you know, it's probably the best game, but fuck it.
Yeah, that's right. What are you going to do about it, LucasArts? You're not even a game division of Lucasfilm anymore. What, are you going to come get us? Unlikely.
But if you've got a favourite one, Mason, you do. No, if you've got a least or favourite Star Wars game, bloody let us know on Twitter.
Yeah, maybe an obscure one we don't know about.
Yeah.
Maybe there's been some more weird Japanese ones we don't know about.
Totally, yeah. Mm-hmm. So, we're absolutely open to... Look, you're not going to convince us.
No, absolutely
not. Because
we had
to endure that.
And we're probably not going to play them too.
Nah, never.
You know what? I'll watch them. If you send me a link to a Let's Play on YouTube and I might watch it.
Depending who's commentating.
Yeah. I'll put the volume down. It'll be fine.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
Good stuff. All right. Will that do it, Mason?
I think that'll do it.
All in all, Mason, what a Star Wars it was.
So much of a Star Wars.
If you liked these Caravan of Garbage episodes, let us know what we could do for a next one.
I'd like, yeah. I mean, the next one might be Star Wars themed. If you'd like us to do...
won't be or might be.
No, won't be.
It has to be. No, it won't be.
Okay.
It definitely won't be.
Definitely won't
but
be.
But maybe every year, if we get around to it and these do well, maybe we'll do a Star Wars trilogy before a Star Wars movie.
If you'd like, but if you'd like to, if there's a movie coming out and you want us to do a series based on that, or if you've got if you've got any suggestions for old garbage. So if you've got any suggestions for any old hot garbage, any old movies or TV shows, just
throw them our way.
That's right.
And you know what? Or even something that's... Because we did look at some kind of cool stuff.
Right, yeah.
Like Droids, it's a kid's show, but it was all right.
Yeah,
right?
Like if you... some old...
And I love that. I genuinely love Star Wars Infinities. I think it's great. Yeah.
Some forgotten gems, let us know.
Yeah, man.
We'll grab
and we'll
them.
We'll get...
you say it, you know,
that's
you know what
good.
I mean.
I can see why I picked you for the podcast.
Know,
it just
right?
dawned on me. I had my doubts up until this moment.
Finally.
All right. Find us on Twitter at MrSundayMovies.
And at Wikipedia Brown on Twitter.
Yeah. And that'll
do it, guys.
All
right.
All the things.
We'll see you next time. Grab that gem, you guys. Bye.
Bye.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.